بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، فيقول الله جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أئنكم لتأتون الرجال وتقطعون السبيل وتأتون في ناديكم المنكر، فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا ائتنا بعذاب الله إن كنت من الصادقين. قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. ولما جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا إنا مهلكوا أهل هذه القرية، إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين. صدق الله العلي المولانا العظيم. Jemaat Muslimin and respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. All praises are due to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, provider and protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created this world and everything in it to be subservient and place it at the service of mankind and humanity. And Allah Jalla wa ala, who has created mankind, you and I, for the Akhirah and the year after. Therefore everything in this world we utilize and we use, and we are able to shape it and fashion it. We build, we cut down, we harvest, we grow crops. All of these are done by man on the face of this earth. There is no other makhluk and creation of Allah that utilizes everything that is in this world like mankind. All other, we look at the plants and the animals, they have a certain feed that they feed on. Some feed on grass, others feed on other animals, and they live in outside in nature. Some of them build small homes like nests and things such as those. But it is only mankind who uses food from different kinds of animals, milk from one, eggs from one, meat from another, steak from another, chicken from another, all of those, and different kinds of plants and different kinds of fruits and different kinds of bulbs and roots. All of these are used by mankind. Everything Allah has created for you and I, and you and I, Allah created us for the Akhirah. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقُتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. This world has been created and placed at your service, and you have been created for the Akhirah. We have a small period of time, a short period of time, not to gain as much as we can of this world. May Allah give us enough to make us independent of others, and may we always depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our purpose in this world is to earn the Jannah of Allah, to save ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, and we do this by following the commandments of Allah as shown to us by Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The example of a believer in this world is like a ship on the ocean. If the ship allows too much water in it, it will end up at the bottom of the ocean. And if the ship takes on just enough water to see to the needs of its passengers, it will cross over the ocean and reach its destination. In the same way, if we take on too much of this world, meaning we allow the love of this world into our hearts, we will end up sinking in this world. The nature of this world and dunya is, it will swallow you, chew you up and spit you out. That is what it does to slaves of this world. But if we take only enough to see us and to suffice for us, then we will be able to reach our destination, which is the Jannah of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allah make us min abna'il akhirah, of the people of the akhirah, and Allah grant us lives which earn us the rahmah and the mercy of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbul Alameen. We send salawat and salams, greetings and salutations upon the beloved of Allah, your beloved and my beloved, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We remind ourselves time and time again, Jama'at Muslimin, of the purpose of our lives, for a reminder is good for a believer. And we speak all the time about it. Last night we mentioned two ayat of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning shaitan. The one Allah mentions the words of shaitan. He will say on the day of Qiyamah, مَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. I had no power and authority over you. مَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. I only called you, I invited you. Now Jama'at Muslimin, shaitan cannot force you into anything. And if shaitan comes to you at your moment of weakness, you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. But look at what he says, I only call you and you answer the call. So today Jama'at Muslimin, if we are talking about calling and inviting, how much are we inviting each other to do good, and how much invitations are there for us to indulge our desires? We go outside and we hear invitations to fulfill your desires. Do this, click it now, pay later. This is enticing you, that is enticing you. And who's going to remind yourself and myself that we have to pray our salah, we have to recite Quran, we have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be in the masajid? We have to do that. So if the da'wah towards evil is going to be more, and then what is the result going to be? Therefore we must call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to remind ourselves, take off this dunya what you need to gain the akhirah, and work for the akhirah. Do what you are supposed to do. Be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will be enough for you in this world and in the year after. Jama'at Muslimin, we're in the second 10 days of the month of Ramadan, the days of the maghfirah and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are encouraged, and I remind myself to recite more of the Quran, Jama'at Muslimin. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith al-Qudsi, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this hadith, Man shaghalahu al-Qur'anu an dhikri wa mas'alati. Whomsoever the Quran keeps busy, and because of his being engaged with the Quran, reciting the Quran, learning the Quran, teaching the Quran, because of him being engaged in that, or her being engaged in that, others have time to make dhikrullah and dua, but this person is reciting the Quran. Allah says, أَعْطَيْتُهُ أَفْضَلَ مَا أُعْتِيَ السَّائِلِينَ. I will give the reciter of the Quran better than what I give to those who are asking from me. Meaning on one end you have somebody making dua to Allah, on the other end you have somebody reciting the Quran. Allah Jalla wa'ala is saying, I will give the person who is reciting Quran better than what I'm giving the person who is asking. The one who is asking and making dua is doing a great ibadah, mukhul ibadah, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one is busy reciting the Quran. These are both noble and virtuous acts. Anybody who does any of those is doing a very good thing, alhamdulillah. Allah is saying, the one who is reciting Quran, I will give him more. وَفَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. Then Allah says, and the superiority of the word of Allah عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ is like the superiority of Allah over His creation. Look at the virtue of the Quran. Look at the status of the Holy Quran. Therefore, Jama'at Muslimin, we should endeavor and try to take our time and sit with the Quran and recite the Quran, love the Quran, try to understand the Quran. If you can buy a book from good authors with regards stories of the Holy Quran, let us read those, Jama'at Muslimin. That is a person being engaged with the Holy Quran. Allah grant us the love for the Quran. Amin Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah Jalla wa'ala, in ayah number 29 of Suratul Ankabut, which is the 29th surah of the Holy Quran, Allah speaks about the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ. Do you go towards men? وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ. And تَقْطَعُونَ mean to cut, and سَبِيلَ the path, you cut off the path. Two tafsirs are given of this. Number one is تَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ, and you do highway robbery. We will maybe call it hijacking nowadays. تَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ. Highway robbery was called تَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ, to cut off the way. For if there were highway robbers in those times, then the road was deemed unsafe and nobody would travel that way again. So in the end they would cut that road off. That's why it was called وَتَقَطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ, and you cut off the road. Literally it means قَطَعَ, to cut, and سَبِيل means the road. So how come highway robbery is called cutting off the road? Because when people were traveling with camels and horses, if there were highway robbers in a certain area, they would no longer travel that way. They would take another route. So that path would become no longer a road to be traveled. Therefore they were called highway robbers, or they were called those who cut off the road and who cut off the path that was traveled. So the one tafsir is, they did two wrongs. Number one, they were practicing sodomy, al-iyadu billah. Number two, they were committing highway robbery. And the second tafsir that is given is, what we explained yesterday, that the nature of mankind to have generation after generation comes from marriage, and male and female coming together. If males and males come together, then that generation after generation will also come to an end. وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ. That is what you do in the open. But in your settings, you also do munkar. Those things which are disallowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, that's what you do in the open. Then when you come together and speak about things, you do even worse things in your gatherings, and you speak about worse things in your meetings. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. Then the jawab and the answer of his people was nothing. إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا. Except that they said. So now what they are doing is indefensible. So what reply do they give? اِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Bring about the punishment of Allah. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. If you are of the صَادِقُونَ. If you are of the truthful people. قال نبي لوط عليه الصلاة والسلام, he then makes dua to Allah, ربي, oh my Rabb, انصرني, assist me and help me, على القوم المفسدين, on a people who are evil, a people who make fasad, a people who spread corruption in this land, انصرني على القوم المفسدين. So he makes dua against his people, that these are my people, I call them, they continue doing the wrong that they are doing, oh Allah, they are asking now that you punish them, oh Allah, you assist me. Allah Jalla wa Ala then says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا, and when our messengers, جَاءَ came, رُسُلُنَا, our messengers, إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَتُنَبِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ بِالْبُشْرَى with glad tidings. قَالُوا, they said, إِنَّا مُهْلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ, we are going to destroy أَهْلِ هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ, the people of this town, meaning the people of of Saddam, the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. The messengers here are angels who came to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of men. Bil Bushra was a glad tidings. Bushra is glad tidings. Therefore you have the name also Bushra and Bashira, meaning glad tidings. The Bushra was that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to be gifted in old age a son by the name of Nabi Ishaq. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was going to be gifted a child. Allah mentions Ishaqa and after him Ya'qub. Allah mentions these names in the Holy Quran. And this is also something which is going to happen in the future. And Allah tells Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Inna muhliku ahli hadhi al-qariya, to destroy the people of that town. That is also going to happen in the future. Allah Jalla wa Ala alone knows what will happen in the future. Yet it is the way of Allah, like we see in this ayat, when Allah wants to inform somebody of a happening, an incident that's going to occur in the future, then Allah Jalla wa Ala does so. So Allah alone knows the future. But if Allah wants to tell somebody about the future, Allah will let such a person know. Like here, for example, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, no children. Allah Jalla wa Ala sends malaika, angels to him in the form of men, and they give him the glad tidings. In another ayah, concerning the same qissa, Allah says, وَمْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ, his wife was standing there, and she smiled. فَبَشَّرْنَهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ, and then we gave her the glad tidings of Ishaq, of a child that she was going to be. She's not yet hamil, she's not yet pregnant, she does not know what's going to be in her womb, only Allah knows that. But then Allah informs them that that is going to happen. And when Allah informs somebody of the future, it is not a... Allah alone knows the future, but when Allah wants, Allah can inform somebody that this is going to happen in the future. Like we say in ayah number 31, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ, when our messengers came to Nabi Ibrahim, بِالْبُشْرَى, with the glad tidings of children. So that's something that's going to happen in the future. Allah is informing Nabi Ibrahim now about it, alayhi salatu wasalam. And they said, إِنَّا مُهُلِكُ أَهْلِ هَذِي الْقَرْيَةِ, we are going to destroy the people of this village. إِنَّ أَهْلَا كَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ, verily the people of this village, the people of this town of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, كانوا ظالمين, they were wrongdoers, they were sinners, and they committed zulm and oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and I the true understanding of the Holy Quran. Allah forgive all our shortcomings. Allah grant us life which earns the Jannah of Allah. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.